007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. How are you?
Afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, since we last spoke, of course, the very, very sad news broke of the passing of Seymour Hoffman. Just desperately sad. And I suppose what a lot of people are wondering about is those last few films he made.
That's it. I suppose they take on a different meaning now, a poignancy that probably wasn't there before. I suppose the big concern for the likes of Lionsgate Films was The Hunger Games, because he plays quite a significant role in that. And they had to make a statement, obviously, about it. So even though the circumstances were very tragic, they had to release a statement from a business interest point of view. So it seems that everything is okay, because the scenes had been filmed for Mockingjay Part 1, and he was only 7 days shy of finishing the scenes for Part 2 of the movie, which is due to be released in November 2015. They've said that they can work around that. There was one major scene. They haven't identified what it was, but there was a major scene, and they said that they will be able to kind of work around it. But at least, I suppose, from a legacy point of view, there's a series of films that will at least be completed, and his role in it as well. There's two other movies that Philip Seymour Hoffman had shot that were done. God's Pocket with Christina Hendricks is one of them. It's about a guy named Mike who gets in over his head when he tries to cover up the accidental death of his stepson. And the other was Antoine Corbin's movie, A Most Wanted Man. This is about a Chechen Muslim illegally immigrates to Hamburg, where he gets caught in the international war on terror. Rachel McAdams and Robin Wright also star in that one as well. And there's a TV series, and unfortunately it looks like the TV series is now going to be finished. Happy-ish was the name of the TV series. He played a role in that, but it seems like that can't continue, obviously, now without him. But very sad loss.
We're going to remember him with music from A Late Quartet very shortly. Now onto something completely different, and that's the Lego movie.
Building Blocks. The movie doesn't open here until next weekend. It opens in the States this weekend.
Bit of buzz about this one.
There is, and Warner Brothers are quite happy with it, that they've already started prepping for a sequel. They reckon by the end of this weekend it's going to have made about 40
million. They're feeling positive already.
At the box office, they are. And they've got their own sort of brain trust of writers that they're going to put back on this and basically say, you know what, it's time to do a sequel. So it's kind of one of those areas that you can see how they can develop a franchise in it. They've got a lot of mix of characters. They can build those blocks to go anywhere they
want. Exactly. Now, we often talk about chemistry on screen in terms of male and female actors together, but I think a lot of people have been talking about Leonardo DiCaprio and Jonah Hill. And again, the producers have spotted this chemistry as such too. They're just great together.
Well, ironically, one of the producers is Leonardo himself on this project. So they're mates, and I think they do want to work together. But you talk about that chemistry. Yeah. It's fantastic chemistry. And the rights to a Vanity Fair article called The Ballad of Richard Jewell is the basis for this movie. It's about the story of Richard Jewell, who was the security guard who went from hero to suspect at the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. And what happened was he found a bag that contained pipe bombs. There was a detonation killing one person. He went from being the hero where everybody thought he'd saved the day to the major suspect. There was a big media frenzy about it, and he became a bit of a punchline for late night jokes in the media. He was slightly overweight, and so NBC, CNN, a lot of kind of different jokes emerged about it. Anyway, it was proven that he was cleared of any wrongdoing, and so he decided to sue, and a lot of lawsuits followed as well. So it looks like Jonah Hill is going to play Jewel in the movie, who actually died in 2007 at the age of 44 due to health issues linked to his weight. Leonardo DiCaprio is going to play his attorney in the movie. You talked about that combination of the two of them on screen together. $103 million domestically in the US, The Wolf of Wall Street has made. $226 million worldwide. Everyone has loved it outside
nothing
of
wrong
the
with
state.
That.
And 5 Oscar nominations. And let's hope, DiCaprio has never won an Academy Award. I, for one, hope he wins it for this, because he's absolutely
superb. Yeah, I'd love to see him win as well. But then Matthew McConaughey is really
the
favourite.
Well, we can talk about that
in a minute. Yeah,
yeah,
it's one of those years. It's like when, you know, those years for actors when Daniel Day-Lewis is there and they're like, oh, well.
Yeah, yeah, sorry for coming along.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Enjoy the Vanity Fair party.
Now, Netflix, what are they up to?
Well, Netflix are sticking with House of Cards. They have announced during the week that there's going to be a third season of it, even though we haven't had the second one yet. This is quite a turnaround, because, I mean, it's only a short while ago when Netflix decided that they were going to start producing original content.
They're really pushing
the
this too.
Time.
I've seen, you know, ads in cinemas and everything for it. They're really pushing House
of
Cards a lot.
Have you seen it?
No.
It's superb.
Yeah.
I really loved it. Obviously, it's based on the BBC series, but it was adapted for the US by Bo Willimon, and he serves as the showrunner on it. It's executive produced by David Fincher and Kevin Spacey, who stars in it alongside Robin Wright. Mm. It's superb. I love the first season and I can't wait till the second. It comes onto Netflix on February the 14th. So that's my Valentine's Day sorted anyway. I'll just be watching back to back Netflix of
so
House
romantic.
Of Cards. I know, yeah, but it was superb. Anyway, the good news is there's going to be a season 3. So obviously they think that it's going to do well. And of course, it's quite unique. You can watch them all in one go if you so wish. And
yes.
The curious aspect about it, Netflix don't release their sort of streaming stats. So we don't know how many have watched it. If they say it's a success.
Well,
I
this
think,
is it, yeah.
You know, we have to assume it is.
Okay, news of an Irish director taking on a very interesting project.
Yes, this is Thaddeus O'Sullivan, who has signed on to direct the award-winning novel, now a film, The Secret Scripture.
Oh,
which
superb
has,
book by Sebastian Barry. What a superb book to bring to the big screen.
It's one of those where you feel it can't go wrong.
Yeah.
But a good cast, Jessica Chastain and Vanessa Redgrave,
wow,
are taking up the main roles in the film. 2008 novel, as you said, and it was shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize for Fiction. Producer is Noel Pearson, so that's of good stead as well. The man who
is
producer on My Left Foot. And Johnny Ferguson, the late Johnny Ferguson, did the adaptation of the screenplay. He died in 2003 after a short illness.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of interest in this film, and they start shooting in June.
We wish them well with that. That sounds like a fantastic project. Now, we've been talking a lot about the Jemison Dublin International Film Festival, but of course you have to look ahead to Galway already if you are a filmmaker.
You are, because they put a call out there for people to submit their projects, feature films, documentaries, animations, and of course it's big for shorts as well, because it's an Oscar qualifying festival, which means that if your short wins at Galway, you qualify to be submitted to the Oscars, which is quite a big deal for filmmakers. But yeah, the call is out there now. The flat takes place in July, the 8th of July to the 13th. It's always a good few days in Galway for that. But galwayfilmflat.com for all the information.
Very good. What trailer should we check out online, Gart?
Well, it's an Irish film from a very interesting director. He kind of had a big splash on the screens with Charlie Casanova a couple of years ago, which did play at the South by Southwest Festival. This is his second time to be selected there with his new movie, Patrick's Day. So it's going to screen at the South by Southwest Festival. It's about a young man with mental health issues. He becomes intimate with a suicidal air hostess, but his obsessive mother enlists a dysfunctional cop to separate them. It's not lighthearted stuff. Kerry Fox stars in this movie. You can check out the trailer for it, which they released during the week. It's called Patrick's Day,
directed by Terry McMahon. Check that one out. Now, new movies in our cinemas. We mentioned Matthew McConaughey. It's his weekend in Dublin, isn't it?
It certainly is. He's been doing a lot of press about this movie. I'm sure he's sick of being asked about the weight loss at this stage.
Yeah.
But you raised the question earlier as to, you know, the best actor category in the Oscars. You have to consider Matthew McConaughey.
He's
obviously
winning everything, isn't he?
Yeah, he did. He won a Golden Globe for it. He portrays the real life character of Ron Woodruff, who suffers from HIV and opens up the Dallas Buyers Club. We have a little clip which will give you an indication of him and Jared Leto in the movie.
This place is disgusting. We have got to disinfect.
Do not use the word we. Now, you want to put your apron on?
I wouldn't know where to start.
Well, howdy, counselor.
Hi, I'm Rayon.
As my partner, business partner. Your office is next door.
Have fun, boys.
El Producto de Mexico. Now, this is all for your personal use.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I got you the paperwork for your corporation. I do not want to know what that is for.
Well, I ain't selling drugs no more, counselor. I'm giving them away for free by selling memberships. $400 a month in dues, and you get all the meds you want. Welcome to the Dallas Buyers Club.
What a turnaround in his career.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah. I mean,
a couple of years ago, we were looking at him in movies with rom-coms with Sarah Jessica Parker, and now
he's turned
superb
around.
In The Wolf of Wall Street.
He's superb in it, yeah.
In that. But yeah, he steals the show. I mean, he's great in this. All performances are great in this, and they've already got a lot of awards. The movie is good. I mean, you know, it is outstanding performances that will draw you into this, and you have to admire it because he's really good in the movie. So the Dallas Buyers Club, I'd recommend it.
That's the big one this weekend. What else have you for us?
Well, for the kids, you've got Mr. Peabody and Sherman. This is about the Wayback Machine. Mr. Peabody and his adopted son Sherman hurtle back in time to experience world-changing events firsthand and interact with some of the greatest characters of all time. It's a big one from DreamWorks. And then we have a remake, RoboCop.
Yeah.
This is set in 2028 in Detroit. It's pretty similar to the original one, actually, where a police officer, Alex Murphy, is critically injured in the line of duty, and the corporation, the big bad corporation, sees their chance to make part man, part robot police officer Joel Kinnaman stars in
this. Does what it says
one.
In the tin,
exactly.
Really, there, huh? Exactly. Okay, your TV movie recommendation. We are going to BBC tonight.
We are. We're going to BBC Two, actually, for a movie that saw Daniel Day-Lewis in one of his early roles. It's about an ambitious Asian teenager joins forces with a former National Front member to open a trendy laundrette, but as the project develops, so does the boy's relationship. It's a Stephen Frears movie.
Yeah.
So he's a really good director, and as I said, an early Daniel Day-Lewis movie, My Beautiful Laundrette, on BBC Two tonight at 10:30.
Great stuff, Gareth. Thanks a million.
Thank you.